Back in the late 70s, the mountain bike was created by modifying a Schwinn bicycle with balloon tires. In the early 90s, a cycling enthusiast in Alaska welded rims together to hold even fatter tires so his bike could ride on snow. In recent years, the so-called fat bikes have taken off in colder climes. Only a Game's John Kalish has our story.
On a snowy December afternoon, I drop by the Onion River Sports Shop in Montpelier, Vermont's capital. Kip Roberts manages the store. He says that 2 years ago, fat bikes went from an oddity to a hot item.
It exploded, and we couldn't get our hands on them quick enough. And that growth happened all across the country. Almost everyone that's a major bicycle company has a fat bike now, and some of them have multiple models.
Roberts took me to a nature preserve in Montpelier. He gave me some fat biking advice.
If you have too much weight over your handlebars and over your front wheel, especially if you grab a handful of front brake around a corner, you're going to slide out just due to the slippery nature of the snow or ice that you're on.
Which is exactly what happened. You can't ride very easily with just one hand on the handlebars, which is what I had to do while pointing a shotgun microphone down at the fat bike's front tire crunching over the snow. The next day I got to ride two-handed on a narrow trail winding through a pine forest at the Catamount Outdoor Family Center in Williston, Vermont. There are 15 miles of trails for cross-country skiing and fat biking, and you can rent fat bikes at Catamount all winter. Dozens of Americans and Canadians are gathered around a campfire on International Fat Bike Day. Others try out new bikes, ride in groups, and race. This is just one in a series of events that comprise La Grande Fat Tour to promote fat biking in Vermont and Quebec. It is 14 degrees outside as bikers fortify themselves with hot chili and cold beer.
Just layer up. As long as your hands and your feet are warm, the rest of you will warm up.
Steve Fisher is a dentist who serves as president of the Fellowship of the Wheel, a local mountain biking group. Fisher's no-frills bike cost around $2,000. Adding to the sport's expense are insulated boots and pogies, down-filled handlebar covers to keep your hands warm. A studded fat bike tire costs more than many car tires. The tires on fat bikes are underinflated for maximum traction. Tires come as wide as 5 inches, double the width of a standard mountain bike tire. If you can't afford to shell out $2,000 for a fat bike, you can rent one. This is the second season that the Catamount Outdoor Center has offered fat bike rentals. Glenn Eames is the former owner of a Burlington bike shop called Old Spokes Home. He says that everybody who takes a fat bike for a test ride comes back with a huge smile on their face. Last winter, Eames got to ride on Lake Champlain.
We rode across the lake last year. The lake was frozen all the way to New York, so you can just go out there. It's like being on another planet, rolling over this frozen landscape. It's kind of like snowshoeing on a bicycle.
Many fat bikers are also cross-country skiers. Tina Santafonte, an environmental technician who works for the state of Vermont, started riding a fat bike 3 years ago.
I'm a skier in the winter. That's my main sport and passion. Fat biking kind of works out perfectly with skiing because when the skiing isn't great, the fat biking turns out to be pretty awesome and vice versa. So it's a great way to still get outside in the snow.
Before this year's skiing season started, there was a gathering of the Cross Country Skiing Association in Vermont, and fat biking was definitely on the agenda. That's because the ski industry has felt the economic effects of climate change. Michael Stearns is executive director of the Catamount Outdoor Center.
We opened the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving this year, but that was the first time we were able to do that in over 20 years. The winters are shifting where we're not getting a lot of snow in December and January, but for fat biking, you don't need a lot of snow. You know, there's maybe 2 inches on the ground right here, and everyone is having an amazing time.
At least two other Nordic ski facilities in Vermont have begun to allow fat biking on their trails. More than two dozen others in the Midwest and West have done so as well. But fat bikes can damage tracks set on trails for classic cross-country skiing. Catamount Trail Manager Mark Stannard says that when fat bikers ride trails with skiers and snowshoers, they need to observe trail etiquette.
One thing we try to encourage here at Catamount is bikers yield to all. If you're on a bike, you stop, you let the skier or the snowshoer pass by you. It's a safer approach. We have brakes. Skiers really don't. So it's just the right thing to do.
Fat biking competitions are springing up in the colder states. A 135-mile race is scheduled in Minnesota later this month. And on March 1st, the 350-mile Iditarod Trail Invitational follows the path of Alaska's famous sled dog race. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish.